The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
We are in a unique situation here in the state of Utah because of the proximity of our proposed primary, the date, official date of our primary. We are out of compliance with the two major national parties, and Republicans have decided to work around that by going to a caucus. But what will the Democrats be doing? And we have, I'm very pleased to say, on the line with us, Peter Caroon, our former Salt Lake County mayor, ran for governor here in the state of Utah, and is now the chair of the Democratic Party. Peter, good to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug. Great to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this dilemma, first of all, and maybe just a little philosophical. I'm kind of amazed that the state of Utah didn't take some action on this when we did have legislation. Representative John Cox, Republican up in San Pete County, had HB 329 that would have provided the funding in order to move the primary in the state of Utah, which many people have advocated for a long time. We have not been a major player in especially presidential politics for a long time because we are so far down the pike. And even when the conventions were much later in August and early September, we were still deemed to be basically irrelevant. Decisions had already been made at that point. I wonder why this didn't pass, why it didn't get any traction at all.
Well, it's my understanding that the Republican Party said, we're going to do our own caucus instead of a primary. So I think the legislature said, well, if the Republicans aren't going to be part of our state-run primary, then why fund it? And so as Democrats, now we're left on our own trying to figure out what we're going to do. And the difference between Democrats and Republicans is that Republicans only let Republicans vote in their primary, where Democrats, we're open to everybody in our primary. So it's not just about letting the Democrats vote. It's about letting those independents, and even if there's a moderate Republican who chooses to vote in our primary, we allow that as well.
So, what are the options? What will happen now? What is being discussed?
Well, the options are doing what the Republicans are doing and only holding a caucus, essentially a preference poll, which means that all the independents and the others would have to come to our caucus. We don't want to do that. We think voting is critical. Civic engagement is what I think is lacking these days. And so we need to do everything we can to get people voting, not going the opposite direction. So we want to make it open and as easy as possible. So we're looking at online voting to try to make it easier and accessible for everybody in the state who wants to vote in the primary to do so.
Will this require some kind of indulgence or any kind of a pass at the national level? I've heard that there are some rules and regs on this.
Well, the Democratic National Committee bylaws right now don't allow online voting. Obviously, there's concerns about people hacking the system or people gaming the system and voting in both primaries. So there are obviously are some issues, but we're trying to work in Utah with the Democratic National Committee to find a solution that works. It may be, part caucus where people show up to caucus meetings and part online. That's what we'd like to do, but we don't know just yet. But it's hopeful we can have an online voting component so people can get out there and vote. We want everybody in the state of Utah to be able to vote in the presidential primary.
For those who, let's assume for a moment that this is accommodated in some form or fashion, I'm hearing that there is a cost with an online vote. How does that work?
Well, we're being told, just with the one group that we've spoken to, that having a fully encrypted system would cost around $1 a vote. And in 2008, 130,000 people voted in the Democratic primary. So that would be $130,000 roughly off the bat, plus whatever we need to do to market it and everything else. So, we're looking in the $200,000 range to pull off some kind of primary. And that's not something that, we can pull out of a hat or, we have sitting in our bank account. So we need to figure out how to pay for that.
We've talked about this before, Peter, and we've talked with other prominent Democrats and even some moderate Republicans who keep pointing to the fact that because there isn't more of a, I don't know how to word this properly, but a two-party system in the state of Utah, where there maybe not parity, but certainly you can't just kind of ride roughshod over the other party or over ideas and so on, that it's critical to the long-term well-being of the state of Utah. I know when you spoke to our editorial board, this came up as well, you know, kind of the, because this is just another outcropping of what I personally believe is just one party, you know, when it doesn't affect them, then okay, fine, and everybody else just moves on because there's such a dominance on Utah's Capitol Hill. What needs to happen here? What can happen here?
Well, this is a little bit of the Republican Party riding roughshod over Democrats, but honestly, this affects both parties. The presidential primary is the Democrats choosing the Democratic person, the Republicans choosing their candidates. So I think this is harmful for Republicans as well. This is going to limit the number of Republicans who can get out there and vote in the presidential ballots. It's not good for either of us, but obviously as Democrats, we need to have more people in the legislature to affect change. Even with a small minority in the legislature, things do happen, but I think this is a great example of the Republican Party saying we're going to do what we want. We're going to limit access to the presidential primary only to those who are going to show up to our caucus system.
It is interesting because some fairly prominent Republicans have expressed some of the very same concerns that you are expressing when it comes to participation, not the least of which would be Mitt Romney, quite recently, who wrote an open letter to party leadership recently. Again, it was in a KSL editorial board meeting when Mike Leavitt was actually on the speakerphone and everybody kept talking about the GOP party. And he said, might I just jump in and clarify something? What we're talking about here isn't the GOP party. We're talking about the GOP chairman and the GOP Central Committee, because poll after poll after poll show that, you know, rank-and-file Republicans want something different on certain things, whether it's count my vote or whether it's a primary like Mitt Romney proposed and so on. So it's an interesting schism. It's an interesting thing that we have unfolding in the state of Utah, I think more with GOP leadership rather than the GOP in general.
I agree. I think those in control want to maintain that control. But the average citizen, Republican or Democrat, wants to be able to exercise their right to vote. They want it to be easy. They don't necessarily want to get involved in a party politics. They just want to get out there and vote. And I think as a state, we should be pushing that. So I was very disappointed when Representative Cox's bill did not pass, because I think the state should be investing in people's ability to vote. Obviously, as political parties, our job is to get our candidates elected, but the state should have a strong role in getting people to vote, and that's not going to happen in the next presidential cycle. And frankly, it's probably going to hurt us in the long run when we're trying to get people out to vote, doing things like this, which limit people's ability to vote, especially in something as important as the presidential primary.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for being on the air with me.
Thanks, Doug.
Our Salt Lake, former Salt Lake County mayor, I'm so used to introducing him that way, and also the Democratic chair in the state of Utah now, Peter Caroon.